everybody, and welcome to Are We On Air? Armand Afeh here with a little sneaky preview of next week's episode. The interview will be out next week in full, as always, but I do hope you will enjoy this teaser. Until then, much love, and I'll speak to you soon.
All right, A-Side, welcome to Are We On Air? Finally.
Thank you. I don't actually know what this... I think I have an idea. It's about music, right? And records.
You got it.
Yeah, over a decade plus, we kind of just became like super tight and super friends, and just kind of ended up always in, you know, in different countries around the world, just working or hanging out or doing stuff, you know. But there was never really a plan, you know. I think Virgil had his own plans and he executed them, as we can all see. And we kind of just watched him do it, and we were very kind of proud of him, and always like, what's the word? All inspired continuously. But I think if I was to find a record that exemplifies who Virgil is to me, it's kind of a hard one because he's so many things. But I think of us all together in London, and I think about, I want to say, I just, there's memories of so many parties that were amazing. But I think about like that. There's a James Blay record that we all, basically it came out and I remember playing it, and like they'd all come down to hang out at La Bodega Negra, and they were leaving because they just like, oh God, it's too busy. And I think they all turned around when that record started playing, because it was just like, and that was the night I remember that Kanye first basically tested out Yeezus in the room for people. And it was deep, it was special. Because not only were they kind of demos of the record, so they weren't finished. You know, you were hearing different lyrics that ended up on the actual finished album. Like, I know a lot of people hate Yeezus. I think it's probably the best album Kanye West has ever done. And it's pretty much up there with a lot of albums for me. But, you know, especially in London in that period, and he made it between London and Paris, and you could kind of hear that in some of the textures. But I think the whole of that album, Yeezus, really represents, for me, the friendship that we all had. And we continue to have, because, you know, we were all in Europe, we were all hanging out, everyone's figuring out where they were going to go in the future. And like, you know, even though certain themes in the record are quite dark and paranoid and angry, and it's still a very fun record, and we just had so much fun. And it's a nighttime record, and you know, like, I don't remember ever hanging out with Virgil at the beach.
Y'all better quit playing with God. Soon as they like you, make them unlike you. Just kissing people asses, so unlike you. The only rapper compared to Michael. So here's a few hating ass niggas to fight you. Here's a few stink ass niggas to bite you. I don't even want to hear about what niggas might do. Old niggas mentally still in high school. Since the